It was 48 years ago this month that the family of Lieutenant James Kelly Patterson last heard from him. Patterson was a navigator with Navy Attack Squadron 35 attached to the USS Enterprise. His plane was shot down near Hanoi during the Vietnam War. He and the pilot both ejected. Patterson's squadron mate, Dave Cable, remembers it as the worst day of his life.
We knew that the Vietnamese were close to Kelly. So we were kind of hanging on our fingernails there while waiting for this word to come back. Suddenly we get word that the rescue mission was called off. And
that was really the tough part.
Patterson's younger brother, who goes by Luck, has been looking for him ever since. The pilot in the A-6 that day spent years as a prisoner of war, but eventually was released in 1973. Luck says his family hoped Kelly would come home at the same time.
The casualty officer came over to our house, and we were waiting in anticipation, and he said, "Your brother's not on the list." So that was very devastating. It really was.
On this Memorial Day weekend, 40 years after the end of the Vietnam War, more than 1,000 service members and civilians remain missing. While most likely are dead, for families, there are no grave sites to visit and no certainty about what happened to their loved ones or their loved ones' remains. The search for answers can become an obsession for relatives like Patterson. He's scoured government records, photographs, and witness reports trying to piece together what happened that day. He's even returned to Vietnam. Some have urged him to move on.
Now, you understand, I'm not stupid. I'm not illogical. His chances of being alive today are minuscule, and I realize that. But it's not an absolute yet. And I feel like if I just say, okay, dust my hands off, I'm not going to pursue this anymore, that feels like abandonment.
As Memorial Day approached, Dave Cable came up with a way to honor his squadron mate. For decades, he's hauled around the shattered windshield of an A-6, the same type of plane Patterson was flying. A few days ago, he put it on display near his house in Friday Harbor, Washington, and raised a toast to his old friend.
And now, my friend Kelly, wherever you are, and I know if you're not standing on firm ground, I know where you are after that. I salute you, my friend, but I do have one request. Will you save a place up there for your intruder pals and everybody here? God bless you.
God bless.
Then friends and family watched as Patterson was honored with a color guard, 21-gun salute, and a flyover by Navy Growler planes from Whidbey Island Naval Air Station. Cable says the ceremony gave him a sense of peace, but more than that, he hopes it inspires other veterans to tell stories about what happened in Vietnam, to honor the men and women who served, remember the ones who died, and perhaps one day answer the questions about the service members whose fates remain a mystery. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.